to turn back to that passage that we read together. Acts chapter 18. And you remember that we're coming to the end of Paul's second missionary journey. Remember how at the beginning of that journey God had given Paul Timothy to go with him. He was a Greek, and then redirected the journey down into Macedonia, and considerable numbers of Greeks were converted. And we see there the way in which the Lord prepares people. He knows the future, and he prepares us for situations that we're going to go into in the future. And that's what happened in this quite remarkable journey, and the way in which God caused Paul to have Timothy with him, and to be such a help as they ministered to and preached to the Greeks. Nevertheless, the journey was not without difficulty. He was thrown out of Philippi, Thessalonica, Berea. He left Athens because all they wanted to do was to talk and never come to conclusions. And now here in this passage we find that he's come to Corinth. And Corinth looked, we saw last time, as if it was going to be another disaster, because we find that the Jews, in verse 12, they had, with a new proconsul being appointed, they brought a case against Paul that he was introducing a new religion. And we were seeing last time that in the Roman Empire, when they conquered new territory, they allowed them to keep the old religions because it just kept people comfortable and happy. But no new religions were allowed because it seeded social unrest. And we can see that sort of thing happening around the world today. So they brought this charge to the new proconsul, Gallio. And had it succeeded, Paul would not just have been thrown out of Corinth, but he would have been banished from the whole province of Achaia. So this was a really very serious challenge. And you remember how in verse 14 Paul stood up to try and defend himself, and he didn't get a word out because Gallio just said, "I'm not interested," and he dismissed the case. And it was a remarkable deliverance. And you see that Paul then, verse 18, he tarried yet a while. God had obviously opened up that situation, and Paul took full benefit of it, and he stayed there ministering the word. But today we come to this passage and we see Paul moving on. And what I want to do is try and divide that passage up. And we look first of all a few comments about Paul. And then I want to spend most of the time talking about Apollos. And then we'll again make a few comments about Priscilla and Aquila. So let's begin then by looking at Paul. History tells us that in AD 52 Paul left Corinth. There's good evidence that that's what happened. And his plan was to return to Antioch, from where that second journey had begun. And that would have completed the circuit. He would have completed his second missionary journey. If you look at the maps in the back of your Bibles, when you get home, you see what a tremendous traveller Paul was. He puts us to shame when you consider the hardships of travel in those days. Nevertheless, he sets off. And the first place he comes to is that place called Cenchrea, and we're told that there he took a vow. Now that vow was actually a Nazarite vow, and it was usually entered into by those who had reason to give thanks. It's thought that what Paul was doing was giving thanks for the amazing things that happened in Corinth, the way in which Gallio refused even to entertain the case. He just wasn't interested in listening to this case against Paul. A remarkable intervention, as it were, by God in Gallio's heart. So Paul entered into this vow of thanksgiving. Some of us yesterday were talking about prayer and the importance of thanksgiving in prayer. And there's a challenge for us. Are we as earnest